We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
PECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach has done it all. 25 years of experience in the financial services industry. Lots of positions, both consumer and business lending. He's done it, man, from BECU.org. Todd, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, BJ. All's good. Thank you.
Oh, glad to hear it, man. As we are, we're just rolling into this, Todd. This has been, you know, we're trying to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and then we're not too sure the tunnel's going to have any light. I mean, the second wave, first wave, what phase? Todd, from a financial standpoint, any news you can give us, anything at all that you're telling folks just in general, like what we can think of in the as we go to the third and fourth quarter of this fine year?
I think that it goes back to what we've always told people, BJ, you know, make sure you have that emergency fund there. You know, when it comes to, you know, after you have your emergency fund, then, you know, look at your, you know, retirement and other goals and how you can start saving. So, you know, we still need that cushion. A lot of us have had to use that emergency fund, and, you know, we've been glad we have it. And so it's still important to keep that. So really nothing has changed from how we should approach our finances. The market is going to be volatile, so you're going to see your investments go up and you're going to see them go down, but the steady wins the race. So
the tortoise is what you're saying. Steady. All right, we got to be the tortoise in the situation. And again, how much
turtles.
Oh, you like the turtle, do you? Mm-hmm. And what do I need in my emergency fund? How much money should that be?
We want to shoot for 3 to 6 months of expenses. Everybody is different. Your jobs are different. If you're maybe a teacher or a police officer, you know, your job's a little bit more stable. But if you're relying on quarterly sales bonuses, you know, maybe you want a little bit more. But 3 to 6 months is a good goal. That's going to be a longer term proposition for a lot of us. So if we can start off with maybe $1,000 out of the gate, and then work up towards that. That would be what I would recommend.
Nice. Well, there you go. If you have any questions for Todd, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
We have a bunch of texts, but I also wanted to bring up someone on our show had a financial question. And instead of waiting for the segment with Todd Peeps, they decided just to put it up on Facebook for their friends to offer their financial advice, even though probably most of the friends have no qualifications.
That's because that member of the show is an idiot, because he doesn't even know that you could ask. You got to ask the right people instead of Facebook.
Well, with that kind of lead-in, Danny, would you like to ask the question that you put up on Facebook?
I mean, really? Todd, I saw this question on Facebook, Todd, I have to say, and I really said...
Posted yesterday,
Posted yesterday, yeah. And Danny sees the show sheet and knows you were going to be on today. I literally went to Steve and said, Steve, I am ready to throttle him because he's such a moron. And then Steve said, no, don't worry, I'll talk to him, and we'll tell him to ask the question to the guy who should ask the question to.
Oh, yeah, you should talk to the guy.
I'm surprised I didn't see that on Danny's Facebook page yet. So.
Yeah, you're probably unfollowing him after all those selfies he posts.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, no, my question was, if you pay off a credit card, do they automatically offer you a higher credit limit, or do you have to request one?
It depends. I would say probably in today's environment, they're not increasing credit as much. But when you say pay it off, I mean, if every credit card company wants to, you know, maximize the revenue, right?
Sure.
So if they have a customer that pays on time all the time, you know, they're going to slowly probably creep that credit limit up over time. And the flip side, if somebody is not paying on time, they're not going to probably do that. They're not going to be inclined to do that, right?
Well,
they may even decrease. credit limit.
I had other cards that I had paid off before, and they automatically, like 3-4 days later, would just send me an email saying, hey, would you like a higher credit limit? And I was like, yeah, that's great, because that helps my credit score to some extent.
More money, more fun.
Right. And then, but then, so I had done another one, and I had paid, you know, never missed a payment or anything, but they have, it's still been like two, three weeks since I paid it off, and there's still no email. So at that point, I was like, well, maybe should I just call and request one, or should I just keep waiting for the next billing cycle?
No, I mean, they're probably, typically, they're not going to do it that quick, Danny. I mean, maybe like once a year type of thing, maybe every 6 months. They're not going to, that was pretty rare that they did that so quickly on your first one, but I'm guessing maybe you started out with a fairly low credit limit, and they felt comfortable raising that fairly quickly. Mm. But yeah, if you do want a higher credit limit for the utilization, which is a good thing on your credit, that doesn't mean you have to use it. Then yeah, it doesn't hurt to reach out to the credit card company and say, you know, give them the reason why, you know, you've been a good customer or whatever. If you could increase that limit just so you have it available, not that you're never going to use it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case with Danny. Were you hoping to use it, Danny? I feel like you wanted to use it.
Well, you know, I was going to have a pizza party for all of you guys, but, you know,
do
whatever.
It.
Okay,
well, we
cool.
support that then. Yeah.
That's actually really good for your credit score.
I want to know, by the way, Todd's answer compared to your Facebook idiot friends and what they came up with for an answer. I mean, really.
Well, yeah, this texter said that they'd prefer to have Danny's friends chime in on this, but they'll go with Todd for now.
Yeah. What does Todd know? He's only been with BECU for, you know, what, how many years? And he's only been doing this financial stuff for 25 years over. Come on.
This texter says, I'm 24 years old, about to turn 25. Been thinking about buying a house a lot lately. I recently sold my project car, so I currently have about $10,000 towards a down payment. I've been working a lot of overtime to save up more money, but is this age too soon to buy a house? I'm getting tired of renting because it seems like it's almost as much as a mortgage.
Boy, it's a tough one, isn't it, Todd? When, as far as people understanding the cost of a house, what a house is, you know, all, everything that goes into it, I feel like people are really confused from the financial standpoint.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess there's a couple parts of that question. Are you too young? No, I don't think age is the answer.
Oh, yeah.
I was 26 when I bought my first house.
And look at him today. Look at what you've done with yourself since.
And I'm still in the same house, BJ.
Woo! You did it the way they say you're supposed to do it. Wow. What are you doing? Are you supposed to have five houses, like, by the time you get to your age? What are you doing?
Yeah, you know, that's what they say, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. But who would have thunk that 30 years later, I'd still be in the same place. But anyway, when it comes to, you know, age, I don't think is the factor. It's when you're ready, when you have the financial, when you're ready from a financial perspective, you're not planning on moving, your job is steady, you know where you want to live. I mean, those are the factors that I would look at, that having that good base, so when you do get that house, you're not financially burdened by that house payment. You're willing to maybe do a little sweat equity or do repairs now and then, like, you know, the Rev can probably attest to this. He's owned his house for probably a year or two now.
He's been sweating, let me tell you, too. He's been sweating that equity.
All he does is sweat.
Yeah, so I don't think you put an age number on it. I think it's when everybody's ready, whether it's 25, 35, or 45. So,
and how
I would recommend start off by maybe taking a first-time home buyer class. Certainly, BECU has those; they're free for anybody. That you can learn so much about the whole process that will save you time, hassle, and money along the road, so you don't get taken advantage of, and you know how that process works.
And by the way, you know, BECU being a credit union, anybody can join as long as you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. And not only do you get all the stuff that a regular bank gives you, all the ATMs, all the services, but then everything that Todd just taught you about, all the classes and the things and basically just the resources that are free that you get from BECU, because they're a credit union, they're not trying to make money off of you, they're trying to make money with you, which is the difference between a regular bank and a credit union. And I've always appreciated that about you guys, Todd. It seems like you guys have a class for anything anybody would ever want to know financially, which is a cool thing from BECU.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the goal, BJ, is to inform and educate the membership to make those smart decisions and get them to reach their goals, whatever those goals will be. I will say there are a lot of first-time homebuyer grants, which are free money for first-time homebuyers. So
free
that's
money?
Who you are. Free money. You can't beat that. I would, you know, if you are looking to buy a home, make sure you check out first-time homebuyer grants that are out there in the marketplace. We can certainly help you with that, but there are other people that can do that as well. There are some income restrictions, so if you do make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, you're probably not going to qualify, but it's definitely worth looking into as you go down that path.
Got a question from Sam in Port Orchard saying, Todd, I need your help with budgeting. I have a 401k, but it doesn't seem like it's doing much. 47 years old. I need a better way to save for my retirement. Please help.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess the first thing I would do, Sam, is I would probably start from the very beginning, and I would be looking at all my expenses. Mm-hmm. Where's my money going? Can I increase my contributions over time or maybe immediately? I think once we start looking at writing down everything we spend for like a 30 to 60 day period, we'll start to identify areas where maybe we're spending we didn't even know it. Secondly, if the 401k isn't going anywhere, I would want to know what's it being invested in. What are those funds that you have available in your 401k, and how are they performing? And you could probably reach out to your provider, the 401k provider for that, and find out what funds you have available, what the historical performance has been. It's possible that maybe that money in that 401k is just not in the right investments. Who knows? It could be all in cash for all we know.
And Todd, let's not forget his age. You know, if he's yeah. just starting down this 401k road at the age of 47, he has a massive disadvantage, because 401k, what do you put in? You can only put 19 grand a year in there. And there are some catch-up programs I know that you can do. But yeah. at 47, that we want, you know, you talk about it all the time. You want people to start 401ks when they're in their 20s, because that's where you get the maximum benefit of something like that.
Yep, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, he doesn't have the time on his side. That's the downside. But it's never too late. You have to get started, because retirement is coming whether you like it or not.
Right. But he definitely has to think about, I would think, putting more money into some sort of other retirement account, because he's 47. I only know because I had to do that, Todd. I had to play massive catch up because I was in his boots when I was 47. I did not have a 401k really that did anything, and I didn't have any retirement account. And I realized, for the rest of my life, I'm not going to buy the fancy stuff. I got to take any money I make and throw it into my savings for retirement, because I was so far behind.
100% agree. So that's why we have to look at where our money is going today. How can we cut back and put more of that to savings, and whether it's in the 401k or another investment account, or just paying down debt. I mean, that's the other thing. We don't know, you know, Sam, how much debt you have out there. We want to work on that. So you really need a plan. To help you with that, I can tell you, if you're a BUCU member, we have free financial health checks. So you can speak with somebody over the phone for 30, 45 minutes. They'll walk you through everything and start to give you some ideas on how you can automate your savings or pay down debt, and maybe some other ways you can do that. Yeah. There's also the National Foundation for Credit Counselors, or NFCC.org, which we've talked about. These are nonprofit accredited agencies that can help you as well. So I would definitely reach out for some help. You know, start to walk through, because, you know, before you know it, the retirement's going to be right around the corner, and you're not going to be ready. But if we can take some steps now, we can do what we can.
Yeah, Todd, look, I think, you know, those all sound like good ideas to you, but I'm just going to reach out to my friends on Facebook.
Danny's,
I think they're
going to, friends.
Yes, my friends.
I'm going to reach out to Danny's friends. I think they've got all the financial advice I need, Todd.
Especially the ones in Albuquerque.
Yeah, those Albuquerque friends. Yeah, they know. Todd, great stuff as usual. And if you didn't get a chance to get your question answered, you can always email Todd. Just go to KISW.com and you'll scroll down and see Todd and I hanging out. See Todd's smiling face. Click on that banner. Not only will he email you back when you ask him questions, but there's also a great page of all the free resources, a lot of things that Todd mentioned. And you can get that as well. Don't forget BECU, man. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you can be a proud member of BECU just like me. Todd, love talking to you, brother.
Thanks, BJ. Have a good one, guys.
Right back at you, buddy.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.